your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with a high of 46. Winds out of the south around 5 miles per hour. Overcast again tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, highs level off around 48. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 43.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall and Georgia Senator John Ossoff say they have new legislation to make it easier for farmers and ranchers to travel across state lines with pickups and trailers. The freshman senators introduced the bipartisan Covered Farm Vehicle Modernization Act. They say it will expand and modernize the exemptions for covered farm vehicles to more adequately reflect the variety of vehicles commonly used by today's farmers and ranchers. Marshall says the bill removes out-of-date regulations to better reflect modern-day farm vehicles and ultimately allow folks to legally pull a gooseneck with their pickup truck without jumping through hoops to obtain a for-hire commercial driver's license. The bill would extend exemptions offered to three-quarter-ton pickups to one-ton vehicles, the larger which currently would require a trucking license to tow a similar trailer across state lines. Ag Secretary Vilsack in Europe through the weekend for meetings with the European Union and events around Glasgow Climate Conference, the first step in Brussels. He'll be meeting with the EU policymakers, farmers, and stakeholders. The Brussels visit will include what USDA describes as their major announcement with the EU Ag Commissioner. Vilsack will be in Glasgow from Thursday through Saturday. Now, Friday, he'll formally launch a multinational innovation coalition to promote the use of technology, including genetically engineered crops, to increase productivity while reducing agriculture's climate footprint. Now, Saturday, he's going to participate in a fireside chat with Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi insists the Democrats will move forward with the vote on President Biden's Build Back Better package. But a statement out yesterday afternoon, Pelosi did not say when that vote would occur. Senator Joe Manchin of Virginia announced he was not ready to endorse any bill. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities are investigating a Catholic priest for alleged sexual abuse of a minor. On Monday, Bishop Carl A. Cammy of the Catholic Diocese of Wichita placed Reverend Michael Shem, Church of the Resurrection, 4910 North Woodlawn Street in Bel Air, on leave, according to a media release from the diocese. While on leave, Father Shem will be restricted from offering sacraments and preaching in the Catholic Diocese of Wichita until the investigation has been completed, according to the release. Wichita police arrested a man for aggravated battery and second DUI conviction after a child was struck by a vehicle while trick-or-treating in College Hill in Wichita. The driver, identified as 23-year-old Caleb Lavion, was arrested on the scene after an investigation revealed signs of impairment. He was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on charges of aggravated battery, DUI causing great bodily harm, DUI second conviction, no proof of insurance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
And that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
A federal grand jury in Kansas returned an indictment charging an Overland Park man on two counts of tampering with a consumer product, one count of possession of fentanyl by deception and subterfuge, and one count of possession of hydromorphone by deception and subterfuge, according to the United States Attorney. In March of this year, Alec Ramirez, 30, a registered nurse, is accused of removing vials of fentanyl and hydromorphone from an automated dispensing cabinet in Menorah Medical Center in Overland Park, and then replacing the substances with an alternate liquid, then returning the vials to the cabinet. Law enforcement authorities in Atchison County are investigating alleged computer crime and made an arrest. On Friday, police arrested 32-year-old Tyler D. Chalfont of Atchison. He's being held on requested charges of unlawful use of a financial card, computer crimes, and theft in connection to the fraudulent use of a financial card at two businesses. Chalfont also charged with criminal trespass at 314 Santa Fe in Atchison. He remains in custody. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police say they are investigating the death of a woman in South Omaha as a homicide and have arrested an 18-year-old man in the case. Police say officers were called to an area along South 20th Street just before 8 a.m. Sunday morning for a death investigation and found the body of 61-year-old Jolene Harshbarger. Police determined the circumstances surrounding Harshbarger's death to be suspicion, but have not yet say how she died. Police announced midday Monday that they arrested 18-year-old Daniel DeJane Beeman on suspicion of first-degree murder and use of a weapon to commit a felony. Public schools in Nebraska's largest city are facing staff shortages and have turned to bilingual high school students to interpret when families talk with teachers during report card conferences. More than 18,000 students have received services for limited English speakers. About 20 students are contracted as interpreters, and they're paid $18 an hour to help with middle and elementary school conferences. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models and approved credits. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday is General Election Day, with polling locations open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. City and school board positions will be on local ballots. Marysville has contested races, including mayor with incumbent Jason Barnes, challenged by retired city administrator Rick Shane on a write-in ballot. Ward 1 City Council incumbent Bobby Pipia faces Kyle Garacki. Filing for Ward 2 are Lori Snellings and Ryan Wilson. Ward 3 incumbent Colleen Behrens is challenged by write-in candidate Harold Johnson III. And filing for Ward 4, Kyle Bargman and Jeff Keating. For Marysville, USD 364 School Board, incumbent Chris Denner faces Liberty Price Obley for position 4. Incumbent Pam Dankenbrink is challenged by Tyson Anderson for position 5. Kevin O'Neill is withdrawn after filing for position 6. Travis Prawley is filed. For USD 380, Frankfort Centralia, position 5, has a contested race between Brent Halverson of Centralia and Rachel Wanklin of Frankfort. USD 498, Valley Heights, has a contested race for positions 5 and 6, with Lisa Stryker facing Robert Chase in 1, Melva Sander facing Jamie Stump Gillig in the other. All other filings are uncontested races in Marshall County. In Washington County, the only deciding race will be for Mahaska City Council, where one of six candidates will be eliminated for five open positions. Those filed include Kirk Gallion, Dale Kern Jr., John Wiley Kerr, Douglas Lambert, Cal Livingston, and Rosie Steele. USD 108 Washington County patrons will determine the outcome of a proposed $1.6 million bond issue that would fund new elementary classrooms and bathrooms that would be added to the West Elementary building. A school bond issue in Nemohaw County, USD 115, would fund $36,720,000 that would provide for a remodeling and new construction package, primarily at Nemohaw Central High School, including addition of an auditorium, gym renovations, and upgrades to the pre-K program. Three candidates are filed for USD 115 School Board, Position 2. They are Kara Baker, Troy Lewis, and Dr. Tony Szymankowski. Two are filed for Prairie Hills, USD 113, Position 4, as Anissa Bloom faces Doug Renier, both of Wetmore, and USD 380, Position 5, has Brent Halverson of Centralia facing Rachel Wanklin of Frankfort. Three construction companies were interviewed for the Marshall County Jail project at last week's County Commissioners meeting and include Universal Construction of Kansas City, AHRS of Bern, and Coonrod and Associates of Wichita. No decision was made, with selection expected at this week's meeting. The remainder of that meeting and both the Washington and Nemohaw County Commissioner meetings last week were mostly routine business. Weather is again postponed. Highway work on a milling project now extended to begin Tuesday in Marshall County along parts of U.S. 36 and K-99. Work Wednesday in Nemohaw County will include U.S. 36 in Seneca and sections of K-9 and K-63. Drivers may expect brief delays with flaggers and pilot cars used at times. Tune for local election coverage Tuesday evening on KNDY as the results become available and a service of the Citizen State Banks. Barbara A. Juniman Ramos, age 87, of Briarfield, Alabama, passed away October 20th. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 of a church, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Barbara Juniman Ramos. Gary M. Wormy Clays, age 63, of Marysville, passed away on Friday. Rosary at 10 a.m. Friday, with a service to follow at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gary Wormy Clays. Murray Long, age 58, of Waterville, passed away October 22nd. Graveside service Friday at 2 at St. Michael's Catholic Church at Kimio. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, with family greeting friends 6 until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Murray Long. Edith Glataske, age 89, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home, with burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Edith Klataska. Helga E. Frazier, age 84, of Marysville, passed away October 25th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private burial at the Antioch Cemetery near Frankfort. Visitation, family Friday 6 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Helga Frazier. Janet S. Souther Johnson, age 63, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Private burial at a later date at the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery in Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Janet Johnson.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The annual Marysville Kiwanis Pancake Day is back Tuesday, November 2nd, serving 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Pancakes and all the extras, serving Tuesday, 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Don't miss Kiwanis Pancake Day.
Infrastructure has been a major issue in the Marysville area, and Harold Johnson is looking to take control of it.
I think the continuation of street improvements, the continued improvement on the sewer systems, cleaning those, getting those up to date and code. My name is Harold Johnson III. I'm running for Ward 3 City Council member.
Don't forget to stop by and vote this November 2nd for the City Council Ward number 3 candidate, Harold Johnson III.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska. High in the mid-40s this afternoon with occasional sun. A few flurries early on. Tonight, mainly cloudy, low near 30. Occasional sun on Wednesday, high near 48. Wednesday night, cloudy, low 32. High of 54 on Thursday, lots of sunshine. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 34. High of 58 on Friday, mainly sunny. Winds breezy from the south. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 37. We'll have lots of sunshine through our weekend as high pressure dominates the area. There's a high of 63 on Saturday, mainly sunny. Clear Saturday night, will cool to a low near 39. High of 63 degrees on Sunday, mainly sunny. Sunday night, a few clouds, low near 38. High of 62 on Monday, mainly sunny. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood on KNDY.
Average high temperature early November, 61. Record high on this date, 88. The average low, 37, and the record low was 7. Sunrise this morning, 7:56. Sunset this evening at 6:25. We received about 15 hundredths of an inch of rain on Monday.
Is nature sending us signals about the winter ahead? We will investigate some old-time November weather lore on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 2nd, the 306th day of the year. Frontiersman Daniel Boone was born on this day in 1834, and the Spruce Goose, the world's largest airplane, made its first and only flight in 1947. Before the scientific study of the climate, weather legends and lore were the accepted way of forecasting. Here's what 16th century weathermen's predictions might have sounded like. Ice in November brings mud in December, or a heavy November snow will last till April. A nice November doesn't get us off the hook either. Flowers still in bloom, they said, indicate a hard winter ahead. And keep an eye on the pond. If there's ice in November that will bear a duck, there'll be nothing but sludge and muck. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local weather predictions online at almanac.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has on trade a like-new 2018 Silverado 1500 LTZ 71 pickup. It's a double cab, one owner, $35,200. They have a 2010 Silverado 1500 LTZ 71 4x4 extended cab, $13,900. Priced right, ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Harrison Butker hit a pair of fourth-quarter field goals, including the go-ahead 34-yarder with a minute 7 left, and the Kansas City Chiefs scrambled their way to a 20-17 comeback win over the New York Giants on Monday night. Patrick Mahomes threw for 275 yards with a touchdown and an interception for the Chiefs, who had to overcome two more turnovers along with 12 penalties for more than 100 yards on a cold, wet night at Arrowhead Stadium. Tyreek Hill led the Chiefs with 12 catches for 94 yards and a touchdown. Up next for the Chiefs, they get a visit from the Green Bay Packers on Sunday afternoon. In college football, Kansas State sophomore defensive end Felix Anaduke Azuma has been named the Walter Camp National Defensive Player of the Week. He's the fifth Wildcat all-time to be named a Walter Camp National Player of the Week, and the first since Alan Chapman did so following a three-interception game against Oklahoma State in 2012. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select stock vehicles with approved debit plus taxing fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/2021 sales. Office expires month's end.
Ricky Council IV scored 15 points, and Wichita State used a big run late in the first half to secure a 90-58 exhibition victory over Missouri Southern State on Monday evening at Charles Koch Arena. WSU extended its preseason exhibition winning streak to 27 games. These Shockers officially open the 21-22 season next Tuesday, November 9th, against Jacksonville State. At 7 p.m., it'll be on ESPN+. During halftime of the season finale Saturday night, Kansas City Current was announced as the new name for the National Women's Soccer League franchise. After an inaugural year known as KCNWSL, the Current now have their new name and crest and a new training facility and stadium on the way. Co-owner Brittany Matthews said, "Every element is meticulously designed to tell the story of who we are, how we play, and what we represent as a club." Jerseys, apparel, and accessories donning the new Kansas City Current crest and name are available for purchase. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover girls win the state volleyball title at Emporia for Division II Saturday, while Centralia wins the consolation at Dodge City in Division I. Marysville boys cross-country team finished fourth in the Class 3A state meet at Wamego Saturday, with Silas Miller placing fifth with a time of 16:34. He was 24 seconds out of first place. Ryan Stotty finished 14th in a time of 17:18. Isaiah Miller ran 51st, Brenner Pilsel 62nd, Gable Fredrickson 73rd, Asher Wassum 79th, and Titus Wassum 93rd. In girls class 1A, Michelle Zarbanicki of Hanover finished 8th, Mackenzie Baker of Washington County 10th, Claire Beichman of Lynn finished 16th, Aspen Bussing of Axtell 40th, and Audrey Costell of Axtell 54th. In boys class 1A, Grady Bussing of Axtell was 10th, Drake Baker of Washington County, 39th place.
Landscape lighting can warm a winter landscape, highlight the form and structure of trees, and provide security to our homes. High levels of artificial light at night also impact the natural cycles of plants, animals, and insects. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Research led by scientists at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles found the blue and white spectrums of LED lights were more disruptive to sensitive species than the yellow, greens, and ambers. Some of the bright blues and white mimic midday sun and are 3 to 5 times more disruptive than the greens, yellow, and amber. This impacts a variety of processes, including migration and pollination by night-flying insects like moths. Researchers are encouraging policymakers, communities, and businesses to select lights that balance the needs of people with the impact on wildlife. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
If you love Italian food, perhaps you dream of a trip to Tuscany in Italy to savor the true tastes of that country. But if you're looking for a great experience closer to home, you might not expect to find it in one small rural Kansas town. The story of how a world-class restaurant wound up here is quite interesting, and is next on The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Nancy Motola grew up in Mulvane, Kansas, but traveled the U.S. and the world in her years following school. While in Italy, she met Luciano. The two married and eventually decided to come back to the U.S., but the place they would settle was very much up to Luciano, and she wanted him to feel comfortable in a new country.
So he said, if we're going to have a family, I want to do it in a place where I feel like a part of the community, or where I feel like there's a potential to be a part of the community. And so he said, let's go to Mulvane.
The couple established a restaurant in 2005 in the small town. Today, Luciano's is a classy Italian restaurant that draws folks from miles away for its fine dining. And while that is quite remarkable, there was a much bigger story.
We opened in Mulvane because I cared about this main street, and I wanted to play my part.
The town established a land bank, and Nancy was an important part of convincing some property owners to sell their eroding buildings to that entity so the structures might be acquired by those who wanted to revitalize the storefronts and open a business. Business owners made it a goal to assist one another, knowing it would help grow the overall economic pie, and they developed events that would bring people to the small town downtown.
So we created events specifically in locations so that we would drive foot traffic in front of these businesses.
What's taken place in Mulvane is a good example for other small towns. If you want to hear the full story, go to farmingthecountryside.com, where you'll find one of our latest full-length shows with Nancy talking about the specifics behind what they did. Traveling the Countryside in Mulvane, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction including collectibles, guns and ammo, coins, household, machinery and tools for the James and Jerry Herter estate. Sunday, November 7th, sale begins at 10 a.m., at the Community Center in Seneca. Selling collectibles including miscellaneous quilts, old pictures and frames, an assortment of Hallmark ornaments in boxes, several toys and other miscellaneous. Guns and ammo include a 243 12-gauge, 22 caliber British military rifle, 22 pistol, plus much ammo. Selling coins, household items include a kitchen table with six swivel chairs, refrigerator, washer and dryer. Machinery and tools include a 63 Massey Super 90 diesel, wide front, good rubber, 47 8M Ford, it's overhauled with new paint, new rear tires, 8-foot 3-point blade and 6-foot blade, 6.5-foot finish mower, 3,000-watt generator, a rear tine tiller, push mower, two chainsaws, and an assortment of tools. This public auction for the James and Jerry Herter Estate, Sunday, November 7th, 10 a.m. at the Community Building in Seneca. Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct the sale.
The best place to store your large round hay bales for the winter is inside, but you may not have that option. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay tuned for how to minimize your losses as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Producers have concerns about storing large round hay bales and how to reduce spoilage. Round bales usually suffer greater losses than smaller rectangular bales because they tend to stay outside and uncovered between baling and feeding. Carla Hernandez is a forage specialist at South Dakota State University. She says some spoilage is inevitable, but keeping your hay dry is a key component to saving your investment.
One of the critical points is cover them. Wrapping around it and pack them very well and firmly. So if you wrap your hay bale, you have a pretty good and decent chance. If you're not, then you have the probability of having more dry matter losses.
Plastic wrap, tarps, or canvases can all be used to protect your hay. Bale placement is also very important for airflow. Place them in rows end to end with 3 feet between rows. Don't stack the bales unless they can be covered.
You get this big rain event, there's not enough separation. That will still anaerobic condition inside that bale, so there's not going to be enough air to breathe in, and that will cause mold. And you don't want that, because when you're trying to feed your animals with that hay, it will be a piece of junk because the quality is going to go downhill.
Bales that sit directly on the ground can suffer significant spoilage. Elevate them with racks, old pallets, or railroad ties. The best way to preserve your hay bales is to store them inside. Most people don't have the facilities to do this, but if you can get a few under a roof, Hernandez recommends feeding the outside bales first and then those that are inside. You'll find more tips for storing your hay this winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Turning with thee.
A blessing goodbye with 10,000 beside.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Warmer weather adversely impacts high-density corn populations. Details ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Warmer weather brought by climate change reduces potential corn yields, and Rod Rejesus and his colleagues at North Carolina State University wondered how that plays out in densely planted fields.
We find that in higher temperature environments, the benefits of higher planting density is actually being reduced, especially if they're still planting sort of conventional corn.
Rejesus says genetically modified corn varieties in high population fields were impacted too, but much less.
We're just saying that, yeah, there is a trade-off, right? So essentially, you could push and push your planting density to the max, 30, 36, up to 40,000 in good weather. But if it's warmer weather, you won't get that same benefit as if it was good weather.
Rejesus says the bottom line is, if you're going to fiddle with planting densities, be prepared to take a yield hit if it warms up.
With higher and higher temperatures, they have to think about then, it's not just willy-nilly increasing planting density. They have to sort of like balance that with the temperature increases. And so that's sort of the practical implication that comes out of it.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While larger livestock loans could be indicating some uncertainty in the cattle industry, as the Kansas City Federal Reserve says that demand on the livestock loans grew in the third quarter. KWCH News has the story.
Larger livestock loans could indicate
In other news, a public hearing is set to be conducted on Monday, November 8th, next week at 10 a.m. to consider the adoption of a proposed regulation to govern commercial industrial hemp production in the state of Kansas. The Kansas Department of Agriculture did release the announcement saying that due to public health concerns posed by COVID-19, the hearing proceeds will be conducted virtually via video conference system and will provide opportunity for the public to participate via virtual participation online. The KDA is currently proposing amendments to the KAR 4-34-24 in order to provide greater flexibility to Kansas hemp producers and make the regulation align with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's final rule on commercial hemp production. The three amendments were temporarily adopted back in August, and the public hearings are to finalize the process and make the regulations permanent. Anyone who does wish to participate via the video conference must pre-register to provide a full link to the video. Written comments can also be submitted to the public comment webpage prior to hearing or sent to the Kansas Department of Agriculture in Manhattan. You can also find a copy of all the proposed regulations as well as the expanded notice on the public hearing on the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov/public comment. Agricultural hemp has been a big discussion point with the state legislature over the last couple of years, but it has gained traction and support from many farmers and agricultural leaders across the state of Kansas, and the Kansas Department of Agriculture says they want to continue to make that easier and more flexible. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Whether you're purchasing gifts ahead of the holiday season, fuel, cattle feed, and more, odds are you're going to be paying more thanks to inflation. Well, Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block says inflation is here to stay, impacting everything for the next several years.
I don't know how you can slow it down. You throw this much money in the system and you got an economy that's still not fully back on board and yet headed up, not only in the U.S. but around the globe. But we're going to have some real inflationary pressures to deal with here for the next several years.
Well, for cattle producers and feeders, inflation is being translated into costs of feed and grain. Drought in hay and cow country has made winter forage expensive. At the same time, grain prices also higher.
You see what's going on with feed grain prices, oil prices, energy prices, value of energy in our grains. I think that's the reason that when you look at it relative to the historical supply-demand numbers, corn is about 50 cents a bushel higher than it would typically typically be given this type of a stocks-to-use ratio.
Ultimately, cost to produce goods and services will trickle down to folks like cattle producers and feeders, translating into tighter cattle numbers in the future.
I think we'll see cost of gains continue to stay more elevated, you know, just the cost of doing business. Vehicles are going to cost more, steel already costs more, energy costs more, fuel costs more. The list goes on and on and on, and ultimately you got to pass that down. The wholesale markets have already got a lot of that type of stuff built into them, but we haven't been able to share in that yet at the fed cattle level, but that'll change in here as we work into tighter numbers.
A Block's 2022 forecast for cash cattle prices to be between $1.20 and $1.60 a pound. The average price about $1.35. While that seems like an improvement at first sight, inflation will most likely keep profits flat. That's an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
It doesn't happen often, but sometimes it snows before the crop is harvested. Here are some considerations to make in this situation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Before the crops are out of the ground, wetting and freezing causes split pods and seed shattering in soybeans, and evaporative cooling could cause wet plant material to stick to the grain, making it difficult to clean. Be patient and let the grain and soil conditions dry before resuming harvest. Mark Licht is an extension cropping system specialist at Iowa State University. He says one of the challenges of harvesting frozen grain is the potential damage to the combine.
Part of that is just having to get the combine set properly to be able to pull it through. You know, frozen grain is likely to crack, but it also is harder. And so, yeah, the metals in the combine are usually pretty good, but it just wears a little bit differently than normal grain would.
He says another aspect is if we get snow and it melts, the wet soil sets up the stage for compaction.
And I think there the key is that we do have to let that soil either dry out or we have to harvest when it's firmed up. You know, so that might be a couple early hours in the morning when we're still firm from the overnight lows, or maybe waiting a day or two for that snow to melt and dry up. We have to be careful because we're really setting ourselves up for the next planting season already. And so if we mess up that soil, then we have a little bit more that we have to go through.
Standing corn can be overwintered in the right conditions, but the longer it stands, the higher the chance is for grain loss. Lick says to consider the trade-off between harvesting wet grain and the drying costs with infield losses due to delayed harvest. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about harvesting after it snows at agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Still some mixed numbers on the board. Grain still mostly higher. A little bit of red popping up on the wheat and corn. Right now, livestock started off mostly green as well, and we're seeing that kind of mixed as we go through the day as well. Still some green on the board, however, so that's at least good news as a lot of the slaughter volumes continue to increase, trying to get ready for that holiday demand. This past week showed at 668,000 head. That is near 20,000 more than what we saw at this time last year, near 7,000 above the previous week. At the same time, prices for cattle still staying relatively higher in the south. Cattle traded for Kansas and Texas area, roughly $126, with northern live cattle sales sitting between $127 and $129. That's roughly $2 higher than what was previous in those numbers. The north reestablished some of those premiums as well to the south, despite the pull of cattle to Mexico from South Texas. In the live cattle markets today, as we go through, we are still seeing mostly green. Live cattle for December up $1.42 at $130.27. Feeder cattle for November right now is up $2.45. Some decent gains there at $156.85. And the January up by $3.12 at $155.82. Lean hogs, they started off mostly higher. We're down just a little bit right now. December lean hogs down $1.22 at $74.92, with the February down $1.12 at $77.67. In the grains market right now, we're still seeing some decent gains for the canola. November's off the board at $10.19.70. The January sitting up $17.70 higher at $9.87.90. The cotton for December is down $2.03 after some massive gains yesterday, sitting at $117.81 currently right now. Stock market still seeing mostly higher across the board there, with the Dow Jones up 137 points with some bigger gains after the open today at 36,051. The S&P is currently up by 16 points at 4630, and the NASDAQ still up in the green by 20 points right now at 15,616. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired a month
ago. Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
KNDY.
Local election coverage Tuesday evening on KNDY as the results become available and a service of the Citizen State Banks.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.